Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, Chaf Beis Iyar 5783. Mishsech Tashkolim, Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei. Our Mishnah is a continuation of the previous one and discusses someone who lost his chosom, his stamp, before he received his nesachim. Mi she'avad mimenu chosomoy, mamtinin loy ad ha'erev. If someone lost his stamp before receiving his nesachim, they would have him wait until the evening when, as discussed in the previous Mishnah, Yochanan and Achiah would make their daily accounting. If upon counting the money they found a surplus equal to the value of his lost token, they would give him the nesachim he had bought, since this shows that his claim was valid. For instance, if he lost a token, a stamp labeled Kaf, and the surplus is equal to the amount he would have paid for Nesachim to accompany a cattle offering, it is proof that he is indeed telling the truth. Ve'im lav, loy hoyo loy. But if they did not find a surplus in that amount, he would not have any Nesachim given to him because he could not prove that he had paid for them. Another fact about the stamps, about the chisomis. Ve'shem hayoim kosuv alehen mipnei haramoim. And the name of the day was written on the chisamus because of the swindlers. It was the day of the week, the day of the month, and the month itself was written in each one of the stamps. What would these swindlers, these cheats, try and do? Well, a dishonest person might have paid for nesachim when prices were low, and then saved his chisam, his stamp, until prices rose. He would then have brought the chisam to Achiah and received nesachim, which, because prices had risen, the Beis HaMikdash would have purchased for more money than this person had paid originally. In this way, the Ramoim would have caused the Beis HaMikdash to lose money. Alternatively, this Ramai may have found a chosom that either an administrator or a purchaser had lost. He wouldn't dare try and redeem it on the actual day, because the person who lost it would still be out looking for it, but he may try to redeem it on a later date. The fact that each one of the chosomis were dated would have prevented this. Perek Hei, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah describes two rooms in the Beis HaMikdash, each of which was used to store a particular kind of donation. Shtei Loshachos Hayu BaMikdash. There were two chambers, two offices in the Beis HaMikdash for special donations. Achas Lishkas Chashoim, one called the Chamber of the Secret Ones, or the Discreet Ones, Va'achas lishkas hakelim, and one called the chamber or the office of the kelim of the utensils. Lishkas chashoim, what was the purpose of the chamber of the discreet ones? Yirei chet noisnim l'sicha b'chashoi. Sin-fearing people would discreetly place donations in it. Va'anim b'nei tovim misparnisim mitoicha b'chashoi. And poor people from choshva families, from prominent families, who were therefore especially embarrassed by the need for tzedakah, would be discreetly supported from the donation's place within it, allowing them to receive tzedakah without any public shame. For the poor people would take what they needed without having to interact with those who had donated the money, and the people who had given the money would not know who was receiving the tzedakah. Lishkas hakelim, what was the point, the purpose of the office of the utensils? Kol mi shehu misnadev kli zorka l'secha. Anyone who wished to donate any type of keli, any utensil, to the Beis HaMikdash would throw it into this chamber. And once every 30 days, the treasurers would open the chamber and examine the kelim that had been donated. Any keli that they found useful for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, such as an axe or a hammer, they would leave it as it was and use it in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hashar nimkarni bidmehen. And the other kelim, which were not useful in the Beis HaMikdash, would be sold for their value, v'noflin l'lishkas bedek habayis, and the proceeds would go to the chamber of the Beis HaMikdash, the upkeep for the Beis HaMikdash, to be used for all the other funds which they used to for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash.